Welcome to The Brainstorm, a podcast and video series from ARK Invest. Tune in every week as we react to the latest in innovation and reflect on how short-term news impacts our long-term views. To learn more, visit ARK-invest.com.
ARK Investment Management, LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. ARK and Public are unaffiliated entities and do not have a relationship with respect to either firm marketing or selling the products or services of the other, and therefore ARK disclaims responsibility for any loss that may be incurred by Public's clients or customers. The information provided in this show is for informational purposes only and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision and is subject to change without notice. It does not constitute either explicitly or implicitly any provision of services or products by ARK. An investor should determine for themselves whether a particular investment management service is suitable for their investment needs. All statements made regarding companies or securities are strictly beliefs and points of view held by ARK and/or show guests and are not endorsements by ARK of any company or security or recommendations by ARK to buy, sell, or hold any security. Historical results are not indications of future results. Certain of the statements contained in the show may be statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements that are based on ARK's current views and assumptions and involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to differ materially from those expressed or implied in such statements. ARK assumes no obligation to update any forward-looking information. ARK and its clients, as well as its related persons, may, but do not necessarily, have financial interests in securities or issuers that are discussed. Certain information was obtained from sources that ARK believes to be reliable. However, ARK does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of any information obtained from any third party.
Welcome to the Brainstorm, episode 75. Getting up there, Nick. We've been doing it. All right. We're going to go rapid fire today. We've got two topics. We've got TikTok, and then we've got Blue Origin and Starship launches. So an exciting week in space. TikTok, where do we stand? What's happened? High level, and then what you think ramifications are.
Yeah, so an interesting week that we just had with the TikTok ban. So the ban went in place as of Sunday. It was there for about, call it 12 hours. So it went in effect Sunday at 12 a.m. and lasted, I think, until around noon or 1 o'clock. So around 12 hours of no TikTok.
And CapCut.
Yeah, that's another interesting component of this. Obviously, this has been on the table for a number of years. I think I was looking back at some of the work we did 3 or 4 years ago, and we had a blog talking about TikTok's ban back then. So, you know, this has been an ongoing concern for the company. They've tried lobbying against it. They took it through the court. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld the ban, and then TikTok took down the application. The app stores still have it down. So if you have TikTok downloaded on your phone, you can use it. But if you don't have it, you cannot get it in the US currently. So that is still definitely something weighing on TikTok as they look to grow their users. They're currently sitting at 170 million users in the US. So not a ton of growth opportunity here. They're, I would say, at close or near to max penetration in the US of what their application serves. But it does put in or does complicate the social media landscape. You have competitors in the market today: Instagram with Reels, YouTube with Shorts, Spotlight, which is Snapchat's short form video service. So tons of competitors looking to take advantage of this opportunity. I also think this begins to weigh on creators. Creators are going to start to consider, or if they haven't already, they probably have for the past 6 months to a year, knowing this was coming down, looking to diversify their revenue. TikTok was paying exorbitant amounts of money to creators. I've seen rumors that Instagram is going out to top creators and offering them essentially signing bonuses and pay packages to come over and post exclusively on Reels.
Can I ask, as right, you say that, we've seen this play out before. I feel like the last major time this happened, I feel like, was Twitch with Ninja, and he got pulled away. And was the conclusion there the platform is bigger than the people? It's like, did he really draw Well, can you summarize? I don't know the full details, so maybe summarize that. And then
Now we're going back pre-COVID. But there was, you know, in the early days of live streaming, you had a number of different gamers get insane amounts of money to move off of Twitch. I think YouTube and Google and Alphabet were throwing around a lot of money to get them to come over and live stream on YouTube. We saw this in the audio space as well with podcasts. So there is exclusivity fights happening across the board in the entertainment space. How it works out, you know, typically creators end up getting out of these deals. You know, you don't see these lasting very long. The creator ends up benefiting the platforms. You know, you have to have distribution to be able to attract users, because you can draw a creator in, but how much of their audience will come with them if their audience is used to also seeing other creators on the same platform? So in the example you gave with Ninja and Twitch, if I'm a Twitch viewer, yes, I'm watching Ninja, but he's not the only person I'm watching. So being able to toggle on a single platform versus having to go to different ones, that causes inconvenience to the consumer. So I don't think it's ultimately the right strategy. But when you have this uncertainty looming, if the platform is going to exist or not, I think it definitely will help. This comes down to peace of mind for the creators, knowing that they're going to have steady pay for the content that they create. And with TikTok, that's a huge unknown. You know, we don't know what's going to happen, even if this changes ownership, which is something we didn't get to. But, you know, the potential for this to change ownership, for ByteDance to spin out the US portion, will ByteDance continue to pour money into the creator fund? Will the new owners be able to match what other services are paying? How does that then influence where you're going to post your main content? And I think TikTok, when it first hit the scene, was a complete shift in how content was distributed. We've talked about this, Sam, a number of times. You know my affinity.
Well, not just distributed, but I feel like a key piece was the creation.
Right.
Like the tools for creation. I think that's also interesting, right? Meta rolling out edits. Have you tested it?
I have not. I don't know that it's actually available yet. I think they're just, you can sign up for early preview, but I don't know that it's actually rolled out yet. I am signing up for the early preview. I haven't seen it.
Because I do think this is an underestimated component of all of this. Obviously, the algorithm and the distribution, that is important, but I think that's what everyone talks about. Oh, you know, they've got this incredible distribution, this incredible algorithm that hooks people in. The less spoken about, but I think equally important, which you've called out early, is that creation side, right? And that's why CapCut being a piece of this, you know, that's why it's like Canva is an interesting company for what they do. That's why edits is likely important for Meta, but how you actually generate all of this content is super important, especially as everyone's doing it from mobile, doing crazy edits on the go.
Yeah,
that's a huge piece.
No, it's extremely fair point, because the mobile editing capability that TikTok packed into the initial application gave everyone that didn't have those editing functions or had to go to Adobe or wherever to package or create something that looked more professional. TikTok came pre-installed with all of that editing solutions. And you mentioned they rolled out CapCut, which is the premier video editing solution for both short and long form on mobile. And that has also been taken down off the App Store. It was a part of the initial ban. That has around 275 million users globally. So it's, you know, no small application to get rid of.
That's right. So if you see the quality of memes decreasing over this past week, now you know why.
Exactly. Or if you see more photo-based memes and less video-based memes, you know exactly why. It's because CapCut is no longer available. It is back, so maybe the meme content will continue to go up. But I think, it's a really interesting point in time, because TikTok was not just pushing on, you know, the social frontier of what was capable on distribution and changed the way that all of these algorithms work. We went from a follow and feed. So I follow you. I see what you like because you're my friend, and because we're friends, I'll probably like what you like. TikTok changed that. It was how much time you spend on this, how much you interact with this video. Are you interacting with videos similar to this? Then we'll just continue to feed you the same type of video. It has nothing to do with the social graph we've built around you individually. Now, all social platforms roll this out in some capacity. They typically will have a follow and feed algorithm, and then also this newer for you type of content. And I think people typically gravitate towards it. And the numbers don't lie. Look at TikTok. TikTok, if you look at the numbers from a time spent standpoint, it's over 1 hour of use a day per individual, whereas Instagram and some of these other social platforms struggle to get over 30 minutes. So Instagram's at 30. Everyone else is sub 30. X, Snap, it's really no comparison because of the algorithm that TikTok had built and the stranglehold it had on attention. But now that's all up for grabs, in my opinion.
Right. So then quick summary, tell me if this is okay or your corrections. One, we still don't know what's going to happen because, is Trump going to do some type of executive order or something? Obviously came from the Supreme Court, so there's questions there. But then it creates an interesting landscape, not just from the distribution side. So those are, the existing players that you think of, Facebook/Meta, X, Snap, et cetera, but also focus and watch on who's making the tools to create. And we see that with Meta. X has said that they're potentially looking at bringing Vine back, but keep your eyes there. And certainly a lot of hours up for grabs for people.
Yeah. My prediction here is Reels takes up the majority of the slack. I think the estimates I've seen is around 40% is expected to flow over to Reels. That's on an advertising basis and just total user time. Obviously, that number probably is much smaller in reality now that TikTok is still available. But I would expect these other players to gain share, especially as this is a cycle, right? You have to have creation in order to draw in users. If creators leave the platform, users will ultimately flock to the platform where the best content is being created. So that's, something to watch. The other component of this, and I think we'll get into it next week because I know what Varshika is going to be presenting on in Brainstorm, but is commerce. Commerce is a huge component of TikTok's success. They were doing over $10 billion in revenue or expected to. From a shopping perspective, social commerce is going to be, I think, a big topic over the next few years as these companies have built out more native shopping capability. So watch how that unfolds and look to see how these other platforms enable shopping, whether it's live or just basic shopping functionality. That's definitely something to watch. And that's all up for grabs as well.
Awesome. All right. Second topic quickly here. We'll see if we can keep it under 15 minutes today. Last week, huge week for space. You have Blue Origin successfully reaching orbit. So that's huge. It was on their first attempt, though a very delayed attempt of the New Glenn rocket. They were going to try and land the booster, but that did not occur. And then you also had SpaceX with the Starship 7 flight. Took off the Starship itself, rapid unplanned disassembly. So it's a fun way of saying that part exploded. But the booster itself, another successful catch at the tower. So, at least the analogy I would draw is like once they figured out how to land the Falcon 9, they were pretty consistent at it. So the fact that there's now been two successful catches of the booster is pretty incredible when you consider they're, chopsticking a skyscraper on its way back to Earth. But it does, I would say, that's extremely positive. And now the big question is, can they get the second stage, the Starship, as well? It's also pretty interesting here, just when you're looking at the two, SpaceX very clearly a mission to Mars, which was going to be funded and fueled by Starlink. Blue Origin, different aspirations. Jeff Bezos has talked about O'Neill cylinders, so not necessarily on a planet, but huge objects in space that are rotating to create gravity and people living on those. and currently, you know, really being funded by Bezos himself. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with Kuiper once they get launch capability, how that can try and compete. I think it's quite difficult to try and compete against Starlink having an existing network out there, right? Because you have to offer some orthogonal capability. Otherwise, you're offering worse service at the beginning. And maybe you just have to eat cost and offer super discounted relative to Starlink. So it'd be interesting to see their path there. But that's the quick summary on the space front. And then, of course, you had, you know, mentions of space and getting to Mars in the inauguration. So there's definitely a lot of backing for space currently.
Interesting times. Do you think Blue Origin continues to stay, you say, around 10 years behind SpaceX? Or do you think, because of the lessons learned and potentially applying what they've seen at SpaceX to Blue Origin, they can close the gap faster?
I think, well, so it's like, are they, 10 years would be if they land. Once they land the...
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right, once they land the booster, then that's where essentially SpaceX was 10 years ago. It is a bigger rocket. So there's that. But I do think it's like the analogy that I've made before, and I think applies here, is Tesla started with the Roadster and then went down market. And everyone said, wow, Tesla broke into this market. And, you know, auto industry manufacturing, incredibly difficult. But now that Tesla has done it, it's open for everyone else. And then you've got tons of companies creating EVs and trying to go from upmarket down to lower cost vehicles. And I think the same mistake applies here, where it's like, because SpaceX didn't do it, doesn't, maybe it's easier from a capability standpoint because you see it's possible, you get, you know, knowledge transfer from hiring people and all of that. But from a business model perspective, it's more difficult because they've done it. Right. So it's like Starlink has 7,000, we're over 15 minutes now, Nick, but worth it. Starlink has over 7,000 satellites up there. They're offering great coverage at, you know, great price points. The more satellites you have, the better coverage, the less expensive your antenna can be because it doesn't need to look as far for each incremental satellite to keep coverage up. And so then you come in with competing offering and you have fewer satellites. So you've got worse coverage. Your ground antenna is probably more expensive and you're going to offer it to customers. And, you know, are they going to choose the worst product that might cost more? Or are they going to call, or are they going to go for the product that just works? So maybe easier from a technical standpoint, but certainly more difficult from a business model perspective. All right. We'll see everyone next week.
Next week. Thank you.